Now, there are two kinds of bread. There's the kind that there's homemade bread, and the kind that you buy at the store, and it's called what?
Homemade bread. You call that
black bread. You buy that store. Okay.
That's all I buy
at store. Uh-huh. Now, it's something that's fried too in deep fat. It has a hole in the middle.
Donut.
Yeah. Okay. And can you think of any other name for it, like? If it's made in another shape or a different way or
not.
Okay. Now if you take just a lump of donut dough and dip it with a spoon without making a hole in it, you know, you just take a lump, what do you call that? Just a...
I ain't no cooking no donut, no.
Okay. Now, this sometimes you make up a batter and fry through it. Fry three or four of these at a time. You put syrup and butter on them.
Pancake.
Okay. And are they made out of? Are they always made out of wheat flour, or are they?
They're made out of flour.
Okay. Have you ever made them out of any type of cornmeal or anything? Something like that.
I never made them out of cornbread. Or wheat.
Okay. And you might go to the store and buy two butter flour.
Two pounds.
And what would you use to make the bread that's not baking powder or soda? Comes in a little packet. That makes it the bread rise.
Yeast. You said not baking powder, not soda.
Uh-huh.
So what's the yeast then?
Okay. And what are the two parts of an egg? What do you call them? Two different parts of an egg.
Egg. Mm-hmm. The yolk and the fighting yolk.
Okay. And what color is the yolk?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you cook them in hot water, what do you call them now?
Croish.
Okay. Or is that, I'm talking about in the hole, in the shell and everything.
That's croish egg. You can cook it in the shell, soft boy.
Okay. And, what about if you crack them and let them fall out into hot water?
But that's still a poached egg.
Oh, okay. And, what do you call the salt cured meat that you might boil with greens?
Salt meat? Salt what?
It's a kind of, it's a salt, a sugar cured meat. It's kind that you might boil, if you're cooking greens, you might put in there.
You call it, you used to call it milling meat, but now you call it fat day. You used to call it millet.
Alright. Now what if it had a good bit of lean in it, though?
Well, it's called strip of lean.
Okay. And, when you cut the side of a hog, what do you call it, the side of a hog? When you cut the side out, what do you call it?